Bette Midler fantasizes about Beyoncé mobilizing to defeat Trump and a swarm of bees fucking him up. By Warner Todd Houston on September 19, 2019. Leftist actress and Broadway singer Bette Midler announced her hopes that a beehive would fuck up President Donald Trump and fantasized about Beyoncé mobilizing to defeat Trump in 2020. Beyoncé has 133 million Instagram followers, Bette Midler said. More than double the people who voted for Trump. Wouldn't it be amazing if the beehive mobilized to defeat him? I also wouldn't mind if a regular beehive fucked his shit up. It was an odd fantasy all around. Beyoncé's followers are not all voting-age Americans, millions are kids. Millions of them don't live in the US. You can also be sure that many thousands are fake accounts and bots. But one has to wonder if Midler now wants millions of foreigners to vote in America's 2020 elections? Isn't she the same Bette Midler who has for years now been decrying foreign interference in the 2016 election? Violence is Midler's constant line of attack. If she doesn't like your politics, she wants you killed, crippled, or otherwise seriously harmed. For years, the 72-year-old actress has hit Twitter to indulge her violent and blood-soaked fantasies of death. Midler has, for instance, tweeted hopes for the president's death many times. To cite just a few examples, in June she tweeted and deleted her fantasy that Trump would be stabbed to death. Last year she hoped to see Donald Trump's funeral on TV. And also last year she expressed her desire to hang Trump and his whole family, perhaps even the then 12-year-old Baron Trump. There has been no reply from Beyoncé's camp as of yet. The same I-name singer, who has endorsed Beto O'Rourke's doomed campaign for Senate in Texas, is no stranger to political activism. In the last presidential election, she was a bi-hugic supporter of two-time losing Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at Warner Thuston.